Blog Talk Radio. Guys, let me know if you can hear me now or not, please, so we can go ahead and get started. Wonderful. I'm so excited. Normally, I welcome Genesis on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, with that, people cannot see you, so it's not intimidating whatsoever. I want to thank God for all of you showing up. Diamond, thank you so much. Wanda, Minister L, Randy. My cousin, thank you so much. My cousin, Auntie, amen. Shonda, thank you so much. What we're going to talk about tonight is habits. The form of the show is that it's an interactive discussion. So what I need for you to do is ask questions. We're going to start with prayer. Father, we thank you and we magnify you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. There's not you anywhere. All we're just excited about what you're doing in our lives and in the life of the ministry. Father, thank you for each person that's going to listen now and those that will listen later. I'm excited about what you're doing in us, and I'm asking that you would give the people ears to hear, a heart to receive, and the will to obey according to your word. Amen. Okay, now. The first thing we're going to do is take a look at the definition of what a habit is. The dictionary says it's a settled and regular tendency or practice, something that we do often subconsciously, where we don't even realize that that is what we're doing. Sometimes they're good habits and sometimes they're bad habits. There are people that when they wake up in the morning, they automatically get up and they do their prayer, the praise and worship, they make up their bed, they shower, eat, leave for work. It's a habit, it's a practice that they form. You hear people talk about 21 days to form a new habit. But how do we get rid of a habit? How do we refrain from doing that thing, that full thing? I'm asking you guys again, Pastor Van Alice, thank you so much for coming on. Sister Pam, thank you. Marlene, I love you. You guys, if you could just type in some questions for me, habits that you have, habits that you want to break. Any of those types of things. In psychology, we are taught that anything that we practice, our brain forms a pattern to it. And just like it forms a pattern to do it, it has to form a pattern to stop it, whether it's good or bad. If you want to change something, you have to change what you're thinking or how you're thinking. The Bible tells us that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And you'll find that in the book of Proverbs, the 23rd and 7th. Amen. You guys, I'm asking you to type in questions about habits. So in our lives, when we want to accomplish something, we write down a goal or we write down a plan. And from that, we begin to work towards that plan or that goal. In Christianity, a lot of times it's a practice to pay tithes and offerings. And it becomes something that you do without even thinking about it after you've formed that practice, after that has become a pattern in your life. There are some people who have a saving habit that they're going to take so much money out of what they make and they're going to put it aside and they're going to save it and they're not going to touch it. Some of the bad habits that we can have bad eating habits, there are addictions, there are biting the fingernails, there are pulling the hair, flipping hair, there are people insomnia who can't sleep, they watch TV all night long or they do something all night in order to stay woke. We're talking about habits and how we're going to break bad habits and what we're going to do to form new habits and new patterns. And I would love for you guys to send in questions of about habits or fake habits that you have, those that you're happy with and those that you're not happy with. Amen. We're going to go ahead and begin to ask you now if you would send those out.
Okay, so no one has any questions right now. And okay, so habitually, when we look at something that we want to accomplish, we're going to take it down into small pieces so that we can put it and apply it in all parts of our life, okay? So let's say that your bad habit is that you're cluttery, that you collect a lot of clutter, a lot of things, that you overcrowd a space, that you don't put things back. So then our new habit pattern would be that as soon as you use something, you put it up. That as soon as you wash that load of clothes, you hold those clothes and you put them up. That as soon as you finish eating, you wash that plate, that silverware, that spoon. And you'll begin to form a pattern of not cluttering things. When you realize that you have more shoes than you have shoe space for, then you have to decide which ones are we going to keep and which ones are we going to give away. Amen. Thank you, Apostle Thomas, for joining us. We're talking about habit, and we're asking that you would send in questions about habits, bad habits, good habits, habits that you want to break. Amen. Good evening. The patterns that we set in our life are going to either hinder us or they're going to help us. Sometimes we have coping mechanisms that have become habits. If we become upset or irritated, some of us shop, some of us eat, some of us exercise. It depends on what you've developed as a habit. So what we want to do is take a look at how do we break that down? You find whatever that habit is, and you put a solution to each part of it. Amen. God bless you, Christina. We're talking about habits, and we're asking that you would send in questions about habits. We want the program to be interactive with you. So your testimony and what you're going through now and what you've already conquered will help someone else. Amen. It is awesome that when we are moving forward, that you can see the things that you used to do that you don't do anymore, or things that you want to accomplish, and that you're closer to that thing becoming a good habit, a practice habit, whether it's eating, whether it's exercising, whether it's eating. The goal is for us to learn the solution to each piece of our habit when it's a bad habit. We want to take it apart and find a solution for it. So then for myself, I have bad eating habits. And so then I have to learn that I don't bring those things into my home anymore. They're not allowed in my space. I'm saying, well, you have to exercise self-control. That's true. That's true. That's the ultimate goal. But the right now goal is that if it's not in my house, I won't eat it, so it's not allowed in. Amen. It says we can form them from our upbringing. Yes, that is so true. Apostle Thomas posted we can form habits from our upbringing, what we saw our parents do, what we saw the people that raised us, what we were exposed to. It can be a habit to go to church. It's not a relationship with God that you have. It's just a habit to come into the building. It can be a habit can be that you never leave home without earrings, that you never leave home without makeup. We have a whole plethora of different habits that people have, amen? And what we want to do, again, is we want to look at that habit that we're getting rid of and pull it apart and make it where it's a solution for each part of it. So then if my bad habit is not being able to save money, then I have to save immediately as soon as I get paid, as soon as I'm given something. That is an immediate, whether it's by money order, whether it's by deposit. We have to place it somewhere where we can't get to it until it becomes a habit. You know, if it's in your checking account, then it's a good possibility that you're going to swipe that debit card and spend it. But if it's a paper money order, it gives you more time. Because what Property is Right said, what is the solution for my bad habit? And that's what we're talking about, breaking that bad habit apart. So if you guys would send in whatever your bad habit is, then we're going to break it apart and give the solution for it. Amen? So right now we're talking about saving. So then you put it in a money order or you put it in a savings account that you don't have a debit card for. So that's two steps, doing it immediately when you get paid, and that's putting it in a money order or opening a savings account that does not have a debit card attached to it. God bless you, Veronica. Thank you for joining us. That's the solution for it. We want to make sure that whatever the bad habit is, that we begin to put steps in and walk those new steps over and over and over again so that our actual brain, our natural brain, will then begin to form a pattern for it. Amen. We're asking that you would share what your habits are. The bad habits, how we're going to get rid of them, is that we're going to break them apart and put solutions in place for them and begin to practice those solutions. Amen. Thank you, Prophet. Right. So I'm asking you, good evening. Good evening, Luan. We're asking that you would give us what your bad habits are. This is Let's Talk About It. It's interactive. I want you guys to send in what your bad habits are, and we're going to pull them apart and put solutions to them. We've talked about bad eating. We've talked about money. We've talked about clutter. So if you guys have bad habits that you want to get rid of, just send them in, and we're going to talk about the solution. Amen? We're going to talk about the solution for that. Because the Bible tells us that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So we want to change those practices. We want to change what we're doing. I am going to read this to you. Give me just a moment to locate it. You guys, I'm waiting for those habits. Don't be shy. In the habits in so we can get the solution for them. Amen. God bless you, Felicia. We're talking about habits and how we're going to get rid of bad habits. And we're taking the bad habit apart, Felicia, and we are giving solution for it. So I'm asking if you have a bad habit that you would share it so that we can help one another with finding the solution for it. You know, sometimes gossiping can be a bad habit. It can be something, it can be a learned habit. Sometimes we're not even aware that that's what we're doing. And one of the solutions to stop gossiping, amen, is to, when you are in a conversation, amen, thank you, Pastor Blood, when you're in a conversation, and that conversation becomes about someone, not about their behavior, not about their actions, but it becomes about them. That's a good bell ringer for you to stop that conversation. That's a good place to apply mercy and grace. That's a good place to apply prayer. That's a good place to apply not judging. Amen. Give the money to someone that'll help you
and won't ask you if they can borrow it. That's a good one too. That's a good one for money. He's no longer with us, but we had an elder in our church, Elder Yvonne. If you gave her some money and told her what it was for, you were not getting it back until that event or thing or whatever it was that you told her it was for. It wasn't coming back to your hands. I thought that was really an excellent quality that she had. Amen. She wasn't going to spend it. She wasn't going to ask you for it. But she was not going to give it back to you until it was for the reason that you asked her to hold it.
Yes, that's Elder Yvonne. McLaurin, actually. Amen. One of the other things that we want to look at is our thinking, our thoughts. We can habitually have negative thoughts. And what do we do with that? What's the solution for negative thoughts? When we identify that it's a habit that we automatically think the worst, that we automatically think that the worst is going to take place. Obviously, there's a problem with our hope and our joy, but what's the solution for those thoughts? When you find yourself with negative thoughts, then as believers, we ask God to search our hearts. Bitterness will make us have negative thoughts. Unforgiveness will make us have negative thoughts. Self-righteousness will make you have negative thoughts. The solution to that is that you can reframe something. We have the ability to speak those things that are not as though they were. We can reframe it and over and over and over again till it becomes habitual in us, because we know that the word of God says that his thoughts towards us are good and not evil, but expected in a good success, that our footsteps are ordered by him. So then if my footsteps are ordered by you, where I am is where you desire me to be. I'm not in a lost place. I'm not in an unaware place. I'm not in an unobvious place. Amen. So then in the reframing of that, it's where my faith is, that I'm never left, I'm never forsaken, I'm never alone, I'm never defeated. So then the negativity has to leave. Well, you know, death in threes. No, I don't know that. The devil is a lie. I don't know that. And you will get to the place that not only will you not allow yourself to speak negativity out of your mouth, to speak death and defeat out of your mouth, but you won't allow people to spew that in your ear gate without correcting it. Amen. You all, come on, share with me some bad habits. Amen. Thank you, Ms. Johnson. God bless you for joining us. We're talking about habits, and I'm asking the audience if they will share with us their bad habits so we can take them apart and give the solution for forming new habits and new patterns. Amen. About money, we talked about clutter, we talked about food. So let's you all, I need you to share with me some of your bad habits. No, nobody has bad habits. I tell you, that's just a wonderful thing. Okay, so let's talk about the bad habit of lying then. So what is the solution when habitually lie? First of all, we're asking God to look at us and forgive us, and we're asking that we not be people pleasers. I cannot care so much about what you think that I would jeopardize being in God's sight, because he said a liar shall not tarry in sight. So then the solution is, when I find myself telling a lie, that I immediately tell the truth. Apostle Thomas shared with us a long time ago that if you, that's a good one. Shakina, we're going to do that right next. The the solution was that as soon as you find out, that when not find out because you know you're lying, well, as soon as that lie comes out your mouth, that you correct it. And you say, you know what, I just lied, pray for me. I'll tell you about three good ones of those. It'll stop it cold. Stop it cold. Karshina said, running to the rescue of people. Oh, my God. Some Christians do that. Now, if I run to your rescue, and that's what God said, that's one thing. But when we are habitually running to the rescue of people, not consulting God, then we find ourselves in a place of religion where we are creating an atmosphere to be an idol. Did you all follow me? Creating an atmosphere for us to be an idol. Because we're not leading those people, that person, to Christ, to the Savior, for their answer. But they're leaning and depending on us. We're not the solution that God sent. Amen. But we're leaning and we're teaching them that come to me. We're not teaching them to come to Christ. So then, in creating that atmosphere to be an idol, what else do we do? We are creating the place for hurt because we have an expectation. God bless you, Apostle Cecilia. We have an expectation. God bless you, Dorinda. We have an expectation of something in return. We were taught that, excuse me, when you're in a situation or circumstance, that there's something you're getting from that, and you need to know what it is. You need to be aware of, what am I benefiting from this? People like me because I rescue them. That validates who I am when I rescue them. When we have a need to be an idol, it's normally because of a lack of self-love and self-value. And in that, the solution is that before I do something, and I know we do this in general, but I'm talking about when the bad habit is, thank you, Apostle Thomas, she said, feeling we are the only one that can do it. Self-righteousness. We will. Self-righteousness say you're the only one. It does. It'll blow your head up. You'll get the big head. But one of the things in pulling that apart, when we look at it, it's like, okay, so I have to go to God, ask him, is this what you're saying for me to do? Is this how for me to do it? And are you saying for me to do it now? Because we can justify in the Bible helping people. We can. We can justify that I should help you because that's the Christian thing to do. But there's in the Bible where David is moving the Ark of the Covenant back to Israel. And the Ark of the Covenant begins to slip. And one of the men touches. And that man dies. And it's like, well, why would you kill the man that touched the Ark? He was trying to make sure that he didn't fall. But how do we know why the ark was falling? What makes us think that God did not orchestrate that person's calamity from where? Listen to what I'm saying. Orchestrate their calamity to get them to him. Not get them to us, but get them to him. Have you ever been in a situation and it just looked like, can nobody help me? And then you had that real big pity party where, well, God, I help everybody. Man. I loan them this, and I do this, and I do that. And now I need help. Won't nobody help me? But you asked 20 people, and you've never asked God. You've asked 20 human beings, but never asked the Father. God, we've got time for two more. Let's do two more habits. Bless you, Kendra Shaw North. We're talking about habits, and we are taking bad habits and breaking them apart and getting the solution for it. We've talked about money. We've talked about eating habits. We've talked about clutter. And we want to cover two more bad habits. You guys, if you could send us two more bad habits, that would be absolutely wonderful. Even if they're not yours, if it's something, you know how you say, well, I'm asking for a friend. Amen. You can ask for a friend. Two more bad habits. We talked about lying. We talked about clutter. We talked about saving. We talked about negative thinking. Bad habit of being late. Okay, you all, this is a good one. This is a good one. All pastors, we want to tell you all thank you for your patience, and we appreciate your love for us. Amen. The habit of being late. When we look at the fact that we plan to be on time, we've laid those clothes out. We have done all the prepping that we know to do. Yet and still, when we get to where we're going, we're not there on time. Now, we're not talking about an accident, a train. We're not talking about none of that. We're talking about you are habitually late all the time. Apostle Thomas said assuming, and Apostle Kaiser said covetousness. Wonderful. We're going to cover both of those. When to break the lateness apart, sincerely, it's not a priority. If something, it's another habit that's greater than that. It's a habit of I've got to do A, B, C, D, and G. When we make being on time the only priority for the season that we're changing our habit of being late, it'll break it. I'm going to say it again. When being on time becomes the priority, nothing else. Not if it's a run in my stockings, I can't find my blue shoe, I put it at the end of the bed, and now it's not there. When being on time becomes the priority, when we choose to make it the priority, that no matter what else goes on, if I need to leave out the house at 9 a.m., when it hits 9 a.m., I'm out the door, no matter what. It will break it because you'll begin to set the pattern of no matter what, I'm out the house at 9 o'clock or whatever time it is that you need to be out of. God bless you, Tricia. We're going to go to the next one, which was Kendra, it looks like you put enabler. We actually had just covered when you rescuing someone, when you have to rescue someone. And what we talked about was the need for us to be an idol. For us, it's self-righteousness to think that we're the only one that's going to do it. Amen? Apostle Thomas put assuming. when we have a habit of assuming, to break it apart for the solution, we're part here of asking questions. The way to get rid of assumption is to ask questions. So then I can't care about what you're going to think. I'm going to ask you. I think you should know that if you drive my car, you should put gas in it. I think you should know that, but that's an assumption. So if I am habitually assuming things, then what I need to do is communicate. I have to ask the question. Doesn't matter whether you ask it or you, I have to ask it until I get the answer and the understanding of what's going to take place. When you borrow, so then that means I have to talk, right? You can borrow my car as long as you have the money to put my gas back where it is, if that's what you want. You can borrow my car, however, you have to put my tank on full. And then they say, but it's on half now. I know where it is now, but if you want to drive it, you need to bring it back to me full. Communication, asking questions, is the solution for assumptions, and it'll break the fear. It will tell, asking a question will stomp a hole in fear. It will. It's amazing to me how you can be bound that belongs to you. This belongs to you. Yes, you can come and stay in my home, but these are the rules. This is rule 1 through 20. They haven't changed. They're not going to change. This is what you're going to do. If you can't do this, that's fine, but you can't stay here. It's a choice. Amen? The next one was being covetous. Apostle Kaija, that is a excellent one. We see that so often in the body. Covetousness, the solution to it is faith. I don't have to want what you have if I believe that God is going to give me what I ask him for. His word says in the book of Matthew that us being human and knowing how to give good gifts to our sons, to our children, how much more him then? He says that which one of us, that if our sons asked us, bread, that we would give him a serpent. I'm sorry, bread, and we would give him a stone. He would ask us for meat, and we would give him a serpent. So it's belief. It's faith. It's belief. I don't have to want your husband or your wife if I believe that God is going to give me my own. Amen. I don't have to desire or be covenant for the things that you have when I know that my Father is my provider. So then we have covetousness. We break it open. It's a lack of faith. It's a lack of faith. It's a lot of woe is me. And the solution to that then, if it's a lack of faith is the problem, the solution is faith. How do we build our faith up? The Bible says that we build faith up by praying in the Holy Ghost. So then we need, if we don't pray in the Holy Ghost, we need to ask God for the gift. He said that he freely give it to us. What's the other way that you can build your faith up? By listening to the word of God. We need to surround ourselves, our ear gates and our eye gates, to be flooded with the word. If it's music playing, it's gospel that's playing. But if it's something on television, it's the word. If it's something on our phones, that it's the word. That we flood our atmosphere with that change agent. What's the change agent? The word of God. No matter what our bad habit is, no matter what it is, the way that it can change is by breaking it apart, seeing what the issue really is, and then taking the solution and applying it. I want every one of you all for being on the air. I want to thank those that were on the air earlier when we were having an audio issue and they stayed on. I want to thank you very, very, very much. This program will normally only be 30 minutes. Look for us next Friday at the same exact time, and we're going to be on Facebook, Periscope, and we're on Blog Talk Radio. I love you. Thank you so much. And remember, the change agent is the word. We form new habits by new practices. We practice the solution rather than the problem. Good night, and God bless you.